Good evening, church. Hope that you've had a good afternoon. If you have a Bible, turn with me to Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Appreciate Brother Samir leading that scripture so well. It's been a big day for the congregation here at Livingston. It's been wonderful to be able to celebrate with families like the Briggs, a 60th wedding anniversary. I told Brother Wayne, I said, you've been blessed with a good wife and a long life to see 60 years. That's tremendous. And we celebrate with them. I know that tonight we've got a few of the young people, and they've come upon the time of their graduation from high school. There's going to be a reception going on for some of them. It's just wonderful to see the different stages of life as we share in one another's lives in this family of God here at Livingston. Yes, we've had time to worship and to be in the Word and sing praise to God. A wonderful day of worship. And so for a few moments at this time, what I want to do is just picture with you a little bit. Just be looking forward a little bit to our vacation Bible school that's coming up in 3 weeks. We love those that are celebrating 60th anniversaries, and we love those that are graduating high school, and we've got some that are going to be getting married. Well, we've got some special little children, too. And there's a wonderful opportunity to teach them the Word of God in a unique way coming up June 9th through the 12th. The key verse that this VBS is rooted in actually comes from the Psalms, from the scripture reading, Psalm 62 and verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And it's called marooned. And the children are going to find themselves in a situation with a little bit of imagination of being left upon an island, of relying upon a rock and a refuge to get through a storm. And this in turn is going to lead to several Bible stories that talk about our reliance upon God, who is our rock and our refuge. Guys, I like vacation Bible schools. My appreciation for them has grown over the years for a few reasons. I think it's a really good thing for our own children. We talk about go and tell evangelism and come and see evangelism. But this is one of those come and see events that I think particularly for young people, it's one of those first times when they, you know, invited some kids from school to come with them. Or had that experience of having to come by and sit with them and bring somebody with them and sit down front and sing the songs. And they exercise some of those muscles and have some of those experiences. It's great. And of course, the children hear incredible faith-building accounts about God from the Scripture. This year especially, they're going to be discovering how God will always be their strength, their rock, their refuge. I love the zeal that goes along with it. I mean, for a few days, there's just excitement, and you love the children's joyful energy. It's great. But I'll tell you this, so many of the years that I've been involved in vacation Bible schools in different churches and in different states, I had the experience where I learned that at least one child who came said, "This is the first time I've been in church." And I said, "Well, I'm just so glad this is the first time you've been to this church." No. I've never been to church, you know. It was their first exposure to the Word of God and to the people of God. I love the idea that we get to make that first impression in God's will and God's way on young minds. But maybe my greatest reason and appreciation for a vacation Bible school and this kind of a teaching effort is because of a dear sister in Christ, Sister Joni. I've been preaching for a number of years in Tennessee, and it was a Sunday morning, much like any other, where there's people coming in, and you're meeting people and shaking hands, and I'm the preacher. And there was a sharply dressed middle-aged woman who came in, and, you know, she had not been in before, and she began asking for a particular couple, asking for the Duggars. And, well, the Duggars were a wonderful couple. They are a wonderful couple. He's one of the elders in the church. Somehow she knew the Duggars. Well, I can make that introduction, so I bring Joni around to the Duggars, and she says to them, "Do you remember me?" "Well, who are you?" You know, they're sweet people, but no, they didn't really remember them. And so she begins to tell this story how, oh, it was probably 40 years ago, your daughter was so-and-so, your daughter and so-and-so. The Duggar says, yes, that was our daughters. "Well, your daughters invited some of my brothers and sisters to come to vacation Bible school, and you came to get us." And Mom said, "Well, yeah, you can go, but everybody needs to go." And Joni was the youngest of like 6 or 7, and they were wild kids, and they didn't go to church very much. And then the Duggars remembered. and I'm Joni. And Joni said, "And what I remember is, I was 5 or 6, and since I was the littlest one, I sat in the front seat between Mrs. Duggar and Mr. Duggar. I was just big enough to see the radio. That's where I got to sit in the car when all the family piled in and you took us to Vacation Bible School. And can I tell you that Joni and the rest of her brothers, they kind of grew up and they really didn't have anything to do with the Lord. But 40 years later, she found herself in a situation where she needed a God. She had a son who was about ready to go off to college. She had a husband that had left her for another lady. She didn't really have any education to speak of. I mean, she was really starting over in a lot of ways. But she knew this, I need God. And so I'm going to go back to the one place, the one church building I'd ever been to. And that's where I'm going to start. And so she goes there and she meets the Duggars. And the Duggars studied with her for a couple weeks after that. And she was baptized into Christ. And she's a faithful Christian. She's a faithful Christian today. It's just incredible. And I think, wow. To plant seeds of the Word of God and seeds of Bible truth in a little heart, a 5-year-old heart, a 6-year-old heart, and maybe not see that come to fruition for 40 years. And some of us may not be around for another 40 years. But the Word of God is that powerful and makes that difference. And we're going to be planting some seeds in young hearts. There's plenty of reasons to look forward to a Vacation Bible School, but you know, since we're 3 weeks out from our own, and it's been 6 years since we've even done one at Livingston, I'd just like to share with you how we see it shaping up and what you can expect. And I hope you'll be excited about it. And I hope you'll be looking around for some of the little Jonies that maybe you know in your life and can bring them out to one of these mornings for Vacation Bible School. I want you to, number one, look forward to meeting new people. Look forward to meeting new people with this Vacation Bible School. We have been asked, or I've gotten the question through a couple of different channels, is this for everyone? Is this in-house or is this open house? If it's open house, like how open are we opening the house, right? So I want you to write this down in your paper. This is an evangelistic effort. It absolutely is an evangelistic effort. Please invite your families. Go ahead and invite grown-ups. That's fine. Talk to your school friends. Talk to extended family. Christian, non-Christian. People in the community. People in neighborhoods. People in other churches. They are invited. Kids, young people, invite a friend. You know what? Even if you bring a family member, I want you to know that counts. Love to get all the little kids up front, sing the songs, get them whipped up real excited, and then send them off to Bible class. That's what I like to do. And I'll never forget one time I was doing that and I wanted them to raise their hands. Who brought a friend with you tonight? Who brought a friend with you tonight? Oh, I brought a friend. Oh, I brought a friend. And this one boy's voice was louder than the rest and said, he's not my friend. He's my cousin. And I said, cousins count. That's great. Bring them. Bring them. This for everyone. This is for everyone. Now, listen, to try to encourage the evangelistic nature of this, we are encouraging a no drop-off Vacation Bible School. We don't want that, really. Parents, grandparents, bring your kids, but someone stay here for those kids. If you want to be Duggars and bring a whole, you know, family of somebody else's kids, okay, but you stay here and you be responsible for those kids. We want somebody here and that is clear. But of course, what we're wanting is someone's parent or someone's guardian, someone close in life, to come see the congregation for themselves and hear the teaching themselves and be exposed to Bible truth themselves, all ages, including the adults. And we're trying to do a little pre-registration as well. Stephen Ladd and Annie Weininger have been helping with me with that, that hopefully we'll go live tomorrow, maybe the next day, but we're going to go live. And we can be sending people to the website to say how many kids they're coming and their grade, and that's going to help us understand our numbers and where we want them to be, get a little sense of who's coming. But Andrew, what if they don't decide until Monday morning to come? Can they still come? Yes, they can come, because Tamara Krim and some others are going to be having a registration table in the front. We want to get them in. We want to know who they are and get them where they're going. It's not too late to come. All right, but there is going to be pre-registration. That's something we can pass around in our socials, on our social media, to help people get excited and get the word out about it. So please, it's an evangelistic effort. Please help us get the word out about it. We have so many of these cards still. And now you know, from me to you, you can hand it to anybody. okay? Hand it to anybody. But we're expecting to meet new people. Second thing we are looking forward to in this vacation Bible school is to Bible stories for the kids. We're looking forward to Bible truth, and particularly the Bible stories that are getting prepared to be taught that week. There's some good ones. As I said a moment ago, the scripture that this is themed on, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And a little idea about if you can imagine this, if you can imagine being on a boat ride somewhere, you know, you and 500 of your closest friends, and you're on this boat and you plan on having some Bible teaching and some vacation Bible school on this boat. But don't you know there was a storm and the boat wrecked and you found yourself on an island? You find yourself marooned. Well, everybody's okay. So what are you going to do? Have VBS anyway. And that's the idea. You know, they've come to this place and the island is the source, the rock, the refuge. They've lived, they've survived. God is our rock. God is our refuge. Bridging this into the biblical content, during the week, the kids are going to be studying four lessons drawn from the period of the divided kingdom in your Old Testament history. The once great nation of Israel had been split into two kingdoms. It was the beginning of the end for Israel. The only thing more divided than their nation was their once powerful faith. They began to serve idols and false gods. They were suffering drought and famine and wars, and eventually they're taken into captivity. Yet faith survived. Even in such turmoil, there was always a remnant of people who remained faithful to God. They had to overcome challenges to build their faith, to keep it strong. And each of the lessons focuses on a different Bible person and challenge to conquer, to help make faith strong. Every age group will learn the story, discuss the principles, but at age-appropriate levels. What stories? Well, they're going to talk about Elijah. One day is Elijah from 1 Kings 19 verses 1 through 18, and how Elijah had to overcome the challenge to see God. And he thought he's all alone, but there were 7,000 that had not bowed the knee to Baal. He thought that God had forsaken him. Oh, God was right with him. And God makes himself known. He's not in the fire. He's not in the earthquake. He's not in the water. What's he in? Or the storm? A still small voice. It's a powerful lesson. They're going to learn about King Josiah and the challenge to know God. Oh, to be king of a nation. Basically the same age as all these kids enrolled in Vacation Bible School. And not just any nation, but Israel, God's people. And how will you lead them and how will you know? Well, Josiah did have a real difficult situation because it appears the scriptures, the scrolls had been lost. But how exciting it is that they are found and they are read. And Josiah leads a reformation. We're going to know God by knowing his word, and we're going to put our faith in the word of God. They're going to talk about Jehoshaphat and his great challenge to trust God. And Jehoshaphat finds himself in a situation. Oh, it desperately outnumbered. What is it, like a million people are coming to fight Jehoshaphat? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. He doesn't have an army for that. He prays to God for that. And what does God tell him to do? Well, get up and start marching towards the battlefield. Now, you're not going to have to fight at all, but you're going to win this battle. And Jehoshaphat, with such confidence, has the Levites out in front, and they're singing praises. They're singing all the way to the fight. Can you imagine trusting God to do that? Bringing your song voice and singing praises to God instead of your battle cries. And what will they discover when they get to the battlefield? It's a fantastic lesson as he learns to trust God. And of course, that prophet Jonah, we're going to talk about him and his challenge to obey God. When God has a wonderful message, a truly merciful message of repentance for a wicked people, for the people of Nineveh, the sworn enemies of Israel and sinners in their own right. Jonah doesn't want to go preach to that town. Jonah goes in the opposite direction as much as he can. He gets a course correction in the form of a big fish. And 3 days in that belly, oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. As Jonah learns about, he needs to obey God. Children are going to be looking at those kinds of powerful Bible teachings and lessons. What's going to be going on for these adults? I want you to look forward to the adult Bible devotion. The classes for Vacation Bible School are from ages 2 year old up through 5th grade. So if you're in sixth grade or above, okay, you're either working this thing because you volunteered somewhere, or you have the opportunity to be in the adult Bible devotion time. And we'd love for you to have it. I think it's going to be really special. Every day at 9 a.m., guest speaker Frederick Gray is going to be leading us in a series we're calling Parent is a Verb. Parent is a Verb. And it's good to look at the Bible lessons. Different age groups are actually going to be doing different lessons on different days. But since we are designating these ages for what we are, second grade through fifth grade, and we're asking for an adult to be present, we expect it to be a pretty good bunch of adults. And we expect these to be adults who have an affinity for the younger kids. So why not put together a series of devotional times and Bible readings to encourage and equip them, to encourage and equip parents? That's what we're doing. And these talks are going to be stressing the immediacy and the relevancy of the Bible in homes. Why these people need to come back for more of the Word of God and its application to their life. And we think Brother Frederick's going to do a great job on that. He said, well, hey, parent is a verb. Let's build this thing around some action words. And I said, Frederick, that's exactly right. So here's the words. Sunday at 9 a.m., he's going to be talking about leading a devotion on winning your child's heart. Monday, communicating with the children. Tuesday, guiding your children with boundaries. Wednesday, modeling. Your example counts. These are very, very important talks and lessons for adults. It's not going to be just a straight-up sermon. There's going to be some time for discussion. There's going to be time for prayer as we share together some of the challenges and some of the blessings about raising these children and children in this particular phase of life. But we know that Frederick's excited about this. We're excited about having... He used to be a member here, you know. Some of you a little more recent like myself, but a few years ago, he was here for a number of years. And he has a great passion for parenting. He's even put together this daddy-daughter retreat, which actually I know some of you have done and taken your daughters and retreated. Enjoyed Frederick and that teaching and that environment. So, I mean, when you take a guy with, you know, in his passion, in his zone, in the Word of God, it's going to be rich. You want your friends to come and be part of this. It's going to be good for the kids. It's going to be good for them. So I want you to look forward with me then to June 9th through the 12th. Look forward to June 9th through the 12th. And you're already plugging this into your calculator? No. Your smartphone? Calculator won't help, will it? Already plugging it into your calendar and realizing June 9th is a Sunday. Is that what he did? Yeah, June 9th, that's a Sunday. And so we're starting at 9 a.m. So what's that going to look like here? Well, on that first session, June 9th, here in the auditorium, it's going to be the adults and those who are in sixth grade or older, right, with the adults. That's VBS session one, because the two-year-olds for the fifth grade are going to be in their prospective classes. We're going to be working with the greeters that day, working with child guides, working with the VBS registration. Everybody's going to be where they need to be, and it's going to be fantastic at 9 a.m. At 10 a.m., we'll all be assembling here together for worship as we do. Brother Frederick's going to speak to us. He's got a special lesson prepared about the prodigal son. It's called The Compelling Power of the Father's Love. 5 o'clock that night, we will reconvene here for a praise and prayer service for these special children, for these special families, extra scriptures, extra songs, so forth. It's going to be great. There will not be any Bible drills that night. There's not Bible classes as per usual at 9 a.m. that morning. This is Vacation Bible School Session 1 on June 9th. Then, Monday through Wednesday, here at the building from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., VBS sessions 2 through 4. Hope you can come to one or more of those. Hope you can bring someone with you to one or more of those. And then Wednesday of that week, June 12th, 7:30 p.m., that's the normal time we meet, but we're going to have a wrap-up time. We're going to sing some songs together, share with you some pictures and some highlights of what we've been doing, just in case you couldn't get out some of those mornings. And it's going to be just a wonderful celebration of all these children. It's learning God's Word together in this way. It's going to be a very good evening. Well, I am looking forward to Vacation Bible School. I hope you are looking forward to Vacation Bible School. You may be asking yourself the question right now, how can I help? How can I take a bigger role in this? Man, I want this thing to fly. I do too. You know what you could do? Pray for it, please. Could you add this to your prayer requests, to your prayer lists, that you would pray for the teachers and the children? that you would pray for the non-Christian guests, that you would pray for opportunities for new connections and spiritual conversations to come out of this effort, for Bible studies to come out of this effort. Please pray for this. How can you get involved? How can you help? Well, there's actually still a couple of slots on our sign-up sheet. It's on the back table back there, a couple of the roles we could use someone for. There's also been a sign-up genius that we can email around again if someone wants to do that online. In fact, I tell you what I've got an eye out for, and one of you fellows might say I'm the man, but if we could find a gentleman or two, perhaps of retired age, who'd say, you know, I'll be around here just to make sure everything is secure, make sure everything feels good and secure. We could use somebody like that. How can you help? Get the word out, the invitation cards, handing them out, mailing them out on your social media feeds. If you'd be telling people about this, it would be awesome. And here's the final way that I know tonight you could help if you want to help. Does anyone have any newspapers? I know I sent an email about this. If you have some extra newspapers, bring it in. You know what somebody emailed me back? They said, what is a newspaper? Unhelpful. No, I'm kidding. I had another brother come in today with like two big green bags full of newspapers. He said, and I got some more for you next week. But we're going to do something. It's the precious and lost art of paper mache. And that skill is something that we are going to use. And so we need that. We also need, along with the newspapers, I'm told, chicken wire. Somebody has some chicken wire, maybe a small chicken wire, and then small PVC pipe, maybe half-inch PVC pipe. And then fresh-cut banana leaves. I was told fresh-cut. They said that the brown is not going to do, the evil brown, crinkly, not good. But if you have some banana leaves, some fresh-cut, we'll use those too. That'd be great. Oh, folks, I'm looking forward to Vacation Bible School. I hope you're looking forward to it as well. If you want to put your notes away and put the Bible away, we're going to sing a song here in just a moment. But I am looking forward to Vacation Bible School, June 9th through the 12th. So Samir read to us from the psalm, did a fine job. Psalm 62. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Is He your rock? Is He your strength? Is He your refuge tonight? I guess there's a lot of things you could build your life on. But you need to build your life on the Word of God, in knowing it and in obeying it. And if we can help one tonight put their life firm on the rock of God to become a Christian, we'd like to do that. Would you confess your faith that Jesus is the Son of God and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins? We have water ready and clothing ready. All is ready for those that would make that good confession to become a Christian tonight. Obedient to the Word of God and start a life upon the rock. If we can help you with that or any other spiritual need, we invite you to come forward and make it known now. Together we stand and sing. Won't you come?